the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. For those of you who are witnessing closely, just about took our beloved Lauren Reed out with the gospel book. Her necklace, her cross, I thought, in the sacred book, and when I lifted it, I took Lauren with it. I am a friend by the name of Rocky. Not Rocky Balboa, the famous Italian Sylvester Stallone character in the movie series. It's so unusual to tell the preacher he needs to have more volume. I have this friend named Rocky Meadow. He's a former convict who turned his life around and now helps thousands, literally thousands, of those addicted each year. Rocky and I met 7 years ago, soon after I arrived at my former parish in Huntington, West Virginia. Rocky is the executive director and founder of an institution by the name of Lifehouse. Lifehouse is an addiction recovery service that houses, counsels, and helps thousands of addicts each year. He manages several converted houses that allow for a safe recovery environment. When I first met Rocky, I wasn't so sure about this fellow. I was a bit timid, to be honest. He was more than just a little rough, and he had a crazy past. Had I read his resume, I'm sure I would not have wanted to the next step of friendship. Rocky had been incarcerated for much of the first 20 years of his life. His background included abuse, drugs, and crime. He continued this path well into his young adulthood. There were more than 2 days we had no idea where he was or how he would survive the day due to his addiction. He was an angry person, declaring that the world owed him and that it was unfair. He was constantly in trouble with the law. In fact, most of the local authority knew Rocky because of his past. But then something happened one day that changed his life. Sometimes we do good things to become better. Sometimes we do good things because we've exhausted all other avenues. This was the case with Rocky. He tried everything, legal and illegal, but nothing seemed to make his life any better. He kept making the same mistakes over and over again, always related to his addiction. But then he encountered God for the first time, and he surrendered to Christ. First, he recognized God through local AA meetings, learning to succumb to a higher power. AA does not, cannot promote religion, but through their 12-step process, they do promote the surrender to a higher power. And Rocky did. He began to submit to Jesus Christ, declaring that he could not beat, this is key, declaring that he could not beat his addiction problems all alone. He needed a higher power. Here's the tie-in with our gospel lesson this morning. It states that we must be prepared like the master for a thief coming at night, that we must be constantly on the watch, or else we will not be ready. The tie-in with my Rocky story is that Rocky realized that an addict cannot be good only some of the time. We cannot only be Christians some of the time. An addict must be in discipline. Christians must be in discipline. An addict must be on watch every minute, every hour of the day. And so must we Christians. Rocky realized that he had to be clean and sober, not just for the day or the week, but for all time. There had been times in Rocky's life when, like most addicts, he believed that he whipped it. He beat it. There were episodes in Rocky's life when he was clean for a day, maybe even two, sometimes even a week, but he always returned He always fell off the wagon, over and over again. With his buy-in into the AA methodology, succumbing to a higher power, in this case, God through Christ, Rocky could win the battle and overcome addiction. Therefore, we too as Christians must make our Christianity a discipline. Similar to one with an addiction problem, succumbing to a higher power in the methodology of AA, Christianity must be a way of life, not just 1 hour on Sunday, not just when it's easy, not just when we're surrounded with other like-minded Christians, but all the time, each and every day, every day. Because just when we think like an addict, just when we think we can let down and we've got it lit and that we're in control, we'll slip. We'll fall. We'll get lazy. We'll say or do something counter to Jesus' teachings. It is these slips, it is these setbacks that disallow our full recovery. This does not mean that all is lost if we do slip, because we will, we're human. I cannot tell you how many times my friend Rocky messed up, but he kept with it. And then finally, the discipline of believing and following Jesus Christ became a habit, his new way of life, not just an episode. Sometimes we have to take 2 steps back in order to move 5 forward. I myself have a discipline that I follow. It's one of the constant prayer throughout the day. I am not perfect, but I do focus on this discipline. I use a book entitled Hour by Hour by Forward Movement. Some of you may be familiar with it. It's connected to the Episcopal Church. Hour by Hour is a small black book of orders or services that can be read silently or aloud for yourself or a small group. There are 4 services throughout the day, one in the morning, one at lunch, one in the early evening, and one before bedtime. And each one lasts only 10 to 12 minutes. In other words, it's something that we can do. The effect of this discipline is calming. The discipline of reading them slows down our mind, and it becomes a heightened sense or awareness of God's presence in our lives. I believe in our discipline, whether it's reading prayers each day, as I've suggested, or developing your own ritual, it's necessary to keep us focused. It's a discipline to keep us aware of who we are in our Christian life and focusing more on the important things. God, through Jesus Christ, He loves us, He redeems us, He gives us life. If you are interested in this book, Hour by Hour, please ask me about it. Email me. I'll share the information. You can also purchase it easily on Amazon for very little. May God bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.